Hi, this is Jill Murphy from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insights, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy. Before we begin with this week's episode, do you know which pharmacy school was the first to be established in North America? We will reveal the answer at the end of the episode. In this week's episode, we will be discussing burnout prevention and stress management for pharmacists with Adam Martin, founder of The Fit Pharmacist. As both burnout and stress affect many individuals in various careers, Martin feels that these topics are both becoming their own pandemic in the world of pharmacy.
And really what that is a lack of self-care, which doesn't necessarily mean going on a retreat, but just doing the simple things day to day, either at home or in the pharmacy, that just gives you mental sanity. And whenever you say, have you experienced challenges in pharmacy? Absolutely. So I've been working full-time in community since 2012. So I'm right with everyone else working on the front lines and absolutely, definitely facing challenges right now, going through COVID for sure.
In terms of work-life balance during the COVID-19 pandemic, Martin mentioned that pharmacists are in a new playing field during these times, as no one has experienced anything like this before.
So it's totally a new arena, and it leaves a lot of uncertainty, which can drive a lot of people, especially us type A pharmacists, crazy, because we love to have all our ducks in a row. We love to have a plan. But when we're in a workflow that's never existed before, when we're in a time both in our economy and healthcare in the world that's never happened in our lives, how to manage that is really like, who knows the answer to that? So in order to really find that, it's about creating that consistency for yourself. And that can be a challenge, but the beauty of that is there's no wrong answer because no one's done it before. So finding a routine that you can stick to that's realistic for your balance, whether you have a family or you're a pharmacist or a pharmacy student, finding something that's realistic and helps you to really stay focused with that, your goals in mind, that's what's really key.
Further, as for advice for pharmacists who may need guidance during these times, Martin's number one tip is that self-care is not selfish.
Because in pharmacy, we're givers. We love to help and serve our patients. And sometimes we do that to our own detriment, trying to give and give and give and, you know, cut out our workouts, cut out prepping our food and all that stuff. And in the short term, that's totally fine. But the problem is when that becomes a habit and then that turns into a lack of self-care where it's just, I don't have time. And that long term is what leads into burnout. So just finding some simple things that you can do rather than adding this huge to-do list. So the already growing list that we have as pharmacists, that's really key. So one thing that I've done differently is I get up and I go for walks before my work shift, and I work 13-hour shifts. So it is possible, but it's just rearranging your time to see what are my goals, how will these help me, and how can I arrange them so that I can realistically make this work in my daily life.
We are taking a short break to celebrate pharmacy hero Rob Schneiderman, who has been a pharmacist for over 30 years, with many of these years spent at Pink's Pharmacy in Mount Freedom, New Jersey. His daughter, Ricky, emphasized his deep care for the 4,000-plus families he services, always going above and beyond. Ricky told Pharmacy Times that he's worked 50 to 60-hour weeks for the whole time I've been alive, and he loves every single moment. He never considered this for himself, but he's really a hero to the whole community. He deserves a little recognition. If you would like to nominate a pharmacist or pharmacy staff member as a pharmacy hero, email the address in our description with your nominee. Now back to the show. It is just as crucial for healthcare professionals to continue to counsel patients on managing stress and burnout, which Martin feels leading by example is one of the best ways to do so.
And I think that's the simplest definition of leadership, of trust, and being a healthcare provider. Is we want to help our patients live their best lives and lead them to better health. If we're not doing that ourselves, they're not going to be able to follow the leader. So we're not perfect. And it's not about creating this, you know, perfect strategy and lifestyle that fits everything and checks every check mark. It's about focusing on progress. When you focus on progress over perfection, it's going to relieve a lot of anxiety. It's going to allow you to feel like you're making a difference in your own life and really bring that energy to the table when you're working as a pharmacist. When you do that, it's not going to be perfect. You're going to have struggles. You're not going to hit your mark or whatever that is. Being able to bounce back from that, learn from it, and adapt, that's where the good stuff's going to come from. And when I say good stuff, I mean both for you, but also with counseling your patients, because they're going to come to you. We're one of the most trusted healthcare providers, and they trust you. So they're going to come to you saying things like, you know, I hear all this stuff about the news. I'm scared. What do I do? I feel stressed out and just anxious all the time. And that's when having that conversation and saying, you know, I agree. I understand. I'm going through this with you. We're in this together. I struggled with that too. Here's how I overcame it, or here's some simple tips that I have done. By sharing your story and your experience, that's going to allow your patients to see that, yes, there is hope, and it's going to be coming from a place of trust because you're practicing what you're preaching. So not only will that help you as an individual bring your best to the table, but it's also going to further the trust relationship you have with your patients from leading by example.
Although life may be uncertain for most, specifically with how our future may be in a post-pandemic world, hitting the pause button can help many individuals, according to Martin.
Literally, hit the pause button. Instead of trying to do all these things and achieve this and do that, focus on the source. Who is providing care to their patients? Who is trying to grow? You. And you need to realize that while you might be trying to fill the cups of your patients, your colleagues, your students, if you're a preceptor, you can't pour from an empty cup. So when you take the moment to really pause that process and just give yourself that time, and again, there's no right or wrong answer. That might include binge watching on Netflix, ordering food out, just having meditation time, going for a walk outside. It's whatever fuels you and makes you feel like you're taking care of yourself. That's the right answer. So focus on what you can do from feeling like you're spiraling out of control by just hitting the pause button and refilling your cup so that you can fill others up too.
Did you figure out our fun fact of the week? The first pharmacy school to be established in North America is the Philadelphia College of Pharmacy. Originally called the University of the Sciences, this school was founded in 1821 when 68 Philadelphia apothecaries wanted to improve scientific standards and train better apprentices and students. The next year, they incorporated the Philadelphia College of Pharmacy, and professional education in the field began. In 1921, the name was changed to the Philadelphia College of Pharmacy and Science. The school also gained state authorization to grant master's and doctoral degrees in addition to the baccalaureate degrees. The school gained university status in 1997, and in 1998, it became officially known as University of the Sciences in Philadelphia. Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus. Stay tuned for next episode, where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.